Wait, I could maybe the dark bones in. Where's our missiles?
Oh, yeah. What?
Our symbol.
Like Claire and Adam.
Like all of our symbol. We can all
They have
face.
been coming to me.
Yeah, we can.
One person here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, one feeling conflict, maybe.
You got Jack. I'm doing. Really that one. You don't feel very no, because that one was so angry, though. No. You got to do a thing in the great shoes underneath us. We only have like a very small.
Can everyone online see, or do we have to close the drapes a little bit more?
Slack.
Can see just fine, thanks.
We're not even on the U.S.
Yes.
Okay, everyone. Happy Tuesday. It is 4:50 p.m., and I am officially calling this meeting to order. Can we please begin with a roll call?
Marcy Benda. Marcy's not going to be here tonight. Ari Braun.
Here.
Erica Crawley.
Here.
Eva DeRosa.
Here.
Deborah Dinner. Andrea Henlon Mott.
Here.
Michelle Heaney.
Here.
Ian Houston.
Here.
Jeremy Cruiser.
Present.
Patrick Keel.
Present.
Maria Matthews.
Present.
Margaret Vujanti.
Here.
Beth Millis. Claire Team. Jana Van Houten. Adam Benson. Jamal Wallen. And Shelby Williams.
Present. Thank you all so much. So now we're going to move on to the next portion of our agenda, which is our land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayagono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayagono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayagono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayagono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Okay, thank you, everyone. Next, we are going to open our agenda to late additions to the agenda. I welcome any motions from the floor to add anything. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to proceed. So we are now in our approval of the meeting minutes. If you all haven't had the opportunity yet to review the minutes from the the October 17th meeting, they are on the box. So I invite you to open your devices and take a moment to review them, ensure that they are all accurate. And then I welcome motions to amend or to approve. Jeremy Kruiser.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Is that by unanimous consent?
Yep.
Thank you. And we had a second from, I believe it was Erica Crawley. Okay, so it has been moved and properly seconded that we approve the meeting minutes from the October 17th meeting. Thank you, everyone. So next, we're going to move into open forum. I'm not certain if all of you saw, but this morning, an email was sent out just containing a letter from your executive committee, just addressing some of the challenges that we've had this year. I'm not certain if all of you all had the opportunity to read it, but we just wanted to acknowledge that, you know, this has been a bit of an unconventional year. There have been some unprecedented challenges that we all have been experiencing, including the events that have been unfolding on our campus as of late. So the executive committee and I just wanted to open this portion of our meeting to just reflect, to discuss, to raise any concerns that you all felt you haven't had the opportunity to, but also just, you know, get an assessment of how you're feeling and how you feel we could be of better service to our campus. If there's anything in the letter that stuck out to anyone, or if you just like would like to take the time to review it now, feel free to do so. But please, the floor is open for all of your consideration.
Shelby, I don't know if all of us got this letter that you're talking about. I didn't receive an email about it, and neither did Patrick.
Okay. Thank you for informing me. It was sent to the University Assembly listserv, but I can try to bump it out again if it didn't go through to all of you all.
I did not receive it either.
Okay. Yes, thank you for informing me. Okay, so we can try to reshare that in another capacity. But it was essentially just, again, just acknowledging some of the challenges that we've had this year. And I apologize that you all weren't able to receive that. But we can try to resend that and, you know, maybe open it up to a broader discussion during the next meeting after you all have had the opportunity to review that. So acknowledging that you all haven't had that opportunity, there may be some portions of this agenda that are a bit confusing. So in the letter, we acknowledge that we wanted to have this meeting have a portion where we could have committees convene, because I know that Ari Broad has sent out quite a few just messages trying to find a compatible time for the different committees to meet, but that has been unsuccessful to date just due to like low response rate and just, you know, conflicting schedules. So after the open forum, we'd like to try to move into some of those committee meetings, if possible. I know that invitations were extended to some of the members who aren't on the UA voting body to attend. I'm not certain how many have shown up in the room or via Zoom, but yes. Okay.
Point of information, Shelby. So we got an email from you. It just wasn't in a letter format, so I don't know if that's what you meant.
So there were two emails that were sent out. I guess the other one didn't go through. There was one specifically to the UA voting body, and then another that was sent out to committee members as well.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Shelby?
Yes.
Let me try to re-forward the email to the voting body, right? That's what people did not get?
Yes.
Okay. Let me try that right now.
Okay.
And
If I could ask a question,
Shelby.
I'm not sure how we will do that if, you know, the members of the committee that are online, and if they're in person, we can separate to be able to do it. Or was it the intent that everybody will listen to discussions from the, you know, campus welfare committee, the CJC, as well as site? Is that was the intent?
Thank you for the question. Yes. So in the letter, it was just like acknowledged that like some people would be convening over different forums. And so ideally people would have had devices, but I recognize that, you know, there were certain time constraints with that as well. So we can attempt to have this portion in the next meeting, just because I recognize that not everyone had the letter in, that it just didn't go through. But yes, we can try to push that to next week's agenda, just recognizing the situation of this.
I mean, in the GPSA, we do breakout rooms for Zoom. And then even if only one person in each committee has a computer on Zoom, we should be able to kind of break into sections of the room. So I don't see that being an issue.
Thank you. And a link was just dropped into the box. I'm sorry, a box link was dropped into the chat as well. Thank you. If you all would like a moment to read it and discuss. Hi, I recognize that there are some newcomers to our group. Welcome, first and foremost. Right now, the UA members are just reading a letter from the executive board to the rest of the body, just acknowledging some of the challenges of this semester, but also just trying to lay a path forward. It was initially sent via email, although not everyone received it, but there's also a copy in the University Assembly box if you all would like to read it there. Ian.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could just make a comment about, I think the tone of the letter sort of captures the fact that we're having difficulty scheduling meetings outside of, I mean, you reflected on it. it is the biggest challenge on campus right now is getting people into the same room, particularly as people have very different schedules. For example, I would be there in person, except that I teach until literally 15 minutes before the start of this and a totally different part of campus. If I can make a suggestion, two suggestions, sorry.
No, I said certainly make your suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah. So number one, it is sometimes a little bit easier before we start nominating to particular or asking for recruits for particular committees to just establish a time and a day. And then for people that can contribute, who can make that time, then they belong to that committee. And I realize that probably would be exclusionary to some people that have passion for particular topics, but inevitably this is going to happen over and over again into the future. And it might be wiser. So for example, the UA meetings are always 4:45 to 6, whatever it is, 15 on a Tuesday. You know, you could do that for the subcommittees and basically, you know, say that, you know, okay, so the Seaside Committee will meet at 12 p.m. on a Thursday. And if people can make that, great, they're part of it. You know what I mean? The other sort of barrier that we face is that, and I don't know if this holds true for everyone else, I was asked to volunteer for the UA about 18 months ago. At the time, it was phrased that basically it was this meeting. And then at the first meeting, it was like, hey, guess what? You got a lot of other meetings to do as well. And there might be some resistance, perhaps a little bit lack of clarity in outlining the obligations of this appointment, which I think probably through the Office of, not the Office of Assemblies, the Nominations Committee, really sort of need to make clear. It is much, much more of an obligation than it was originally billed to me. And I'm happy to serve. It's just that, you know, it basically when all of us are really, really sort of scheduled out a lot, sure, it's difficult to actually contribute in a meaningful way. So anyway, those are my thoughts on it. Appreciate the work that the executive committee is doing. I think that you're doing a fantastic job. And I certainly appreciate the efforts that we go to bring people together through online format. From my personal standpoint, I don't see that as a barrier. I think that, you know, I think it's just more people's schedules are just totally conflicting and busy right now.
Thank you so much for your contributions. I appreciate it, Ian. Do we have any other comments from the room or over Zoom? Okay. So seeing none, I'm inclined to then move to the next portion of our agenda, which is business of the day, and we have the University Assembly Committee meetings. I do recognize that we have some members of those committees who have joined us in person today, and I do want to be respectful of their time and, you know, the fact that they made the effort to come in today. So if you all aren't familiar with the committee assignments, don't recall which ones you are serving on, they are posted to the box for University Assembly. I can find the specific name or drop the link if you all need a refresher on that. But some of you are in the room today, and so if you would like to convene, review your requirements, they're all outlined in our governing documents, bylaw charters. I'd welcome that during this time.
Point of clarification, our assignments and where people are placed is within the box, so that again the makeup is there, because I'm looking at it and the committees goes back to May 8th of 2023. There's nothing from current.
So I can drop the link in the chat, but there's a document that has all the committee and liaison positions in the University Assembly box, and it's been updated, I believe, as of September 25th or sometime around that time by Jessica. And so all of the members who are assigned to each committee are listed there. I can try to find the link and share that. Looks like OA just dropped in the chat. Thank you.
Oh yeah, I found it.
Yes, yeah, so ideally during this time, we'd have campus codes, campus welfare, and site meeting. We have some members from all of those committees. Some informed me that they wouldn't be able to attend today. But if those of you who are present could convene, that would be wonderful during this time, because I recognize many of you have not had the opportunity to.
Nicholas, are you going? Where do you see who's on which committees?
I'm sorry?
Where do you see who's on which committees?
Yes, yeah, so there's a link in the chat for the Zoom. It's also on the University Assembly box that we have on the website. The title of this is just, I guess, okay, October 31st, UA Committee Liaison Appointments 2023 through 2024.
It's in the Executive Committee folder. Yeah. And okay. Then there it is. Because I was looking in other portions of it. October 31st, under all of the exec documents.
Thank you. Can we share this document, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll share with you.
Yeah, this will.
Odes. Odes.
Shelby, if you'd like, I can open up 3 breakout rooms.
That would be wonderful if you could.
There's one at least one person in here in the room that has the Zoom, and then those online.
So it's all you guys.
No.
No, this was on
box. That sounds great, Eric. Thank you.
It's kind of like a Slack type thing. One of the last thing on the sign.
I guess I'm already signed in. Oh,
so I know. Yeah, so you're on the GPSA one.
Okay. Are you on code?
Right, campus welfare.
Codes, codes, codes.
And where is site?
Okay.
That's infrastructure, technology, and environment.
Yeah.
I guess that would be me. I know he's on it too, so I guess I'll just move to you.
Yeah. Would you like us to move down? Okay.
I think that's the official members of all of them. So, I mean, no,
a small group, isn't it?
Yeah.
Andrea, I am.
Yeah, I was I was a clerk to the committee last year, and now I'm officially a member.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, with Richard was chairing last year. Yes, he certainly was.
Oh, you know, one thing I was thinking about. Might have been, and I don't think we did this. It might have been helpful to have sort of an overlap I'm not sure where we go from here.
Well, I don't know. I'm interested because I know we haven't appointed a chair. So, like, I don't know. I'd be interested in sharing codes. That's awesome, but that one. Thoughts on that, Claude?
Martin, no, delete it.
Yeah, I mean, has anyone here previously served on these?
I know a lot about the campus code.
Yeah, I know.
I
can hear
it.
Yes.
I know.
So we have to like take a flight.
Yeah. Are we waiting for anyone else? Because Hello.
My name is Deborah Jenner. I'm a member of this committee, and I was.
So self-nominated him, and I'm happy to second that. I don't know who else we need to wait for. I know Professor Nadulo is on the committee, but he's not here right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
For now, is an
employee. Yeah, he's probably
Oh, he might.
I don't.
He need a mute.
I've got it muted. Yeah. Yeah, I'm muted.
Oh,
it's them.
that little experiment. I'm glad that we were able to carve out some time for you all to meet. I hope that during that time, those of you who indicated so were able to elect your chairs of the assembly, or excuse me, of your committees. I know that we're still waiting on one of the committees, but I look forward to sorting that out shortly. So our next portion of the agenda is our assembly reports. I'll give everyone a minute to get settled, but the first assembly report will be coming from the student assembly.
I'm just going to wait a minute, Shelby.
I'm done.
Are we ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. The student assembly has been working on finishing up its appropriations cycle, which should be finished at the end of the semester. Got one more meeting.
Two
more meetings.
Six more orgs.
So that's been going really well. We are looking at a pretty substantial increase, but I think we all knew that was coming at some point, especially since there was pretty much no increase last cycle. Which just means that all of the organizations are not just feeling the inflation from the last 2 years, but also the last 2 years before that. So we're doing our best to keep costs down, but it definitely is going to be an increased type of year. We have multiple initiatives. Obviously, Jamal has already presented his on removing median grades. We're looking forward to a lively debate on that at our upcoming meeting this Thursday. There are also other initiatives going on in terms of restructuring some of our governing documents, which will be an ongoing process. We've also started tabling multiple times a week in different academic buildings and social buildings around campus. We had two tabling events last week. We have a couple tabling events scheduled for this week, and I think we have four scheduled for next week. So all in all, things are going well. That's it for me.
Thank you so much for that, President Keel. Okay, so the next assembly report will come from the GPSA.
Hello, everyone. Two weekends ago, we had the IB Plus Summit held in Yale, which is a graduate student-led conference of all of the GPSA representatives from all of the IB Plus schools. And we had a good conference, a lot of discussion over interesting initiatives that different institutions have tried for things like food insecurity and transportation that we're excited to try to implement here. And we had a meeting yesterday, where we passed our Resolution 3, which is standing in solidarity with Cornell Graduate Students United, which thank you to the SA for providing the basis for that resolution. So we just kind of changed the language a bit to be focused more from the graduate student perspective, but there will be a union vote on the 6th through 8th of November for graduate students to try to unionize. So that'll be interesting. That's pretty much it from us. We are also in the byline year as well. Our appropriations chair is working on that. We don't have that many individual funding organizations, so it's not quite as big of a process. But yeah, our last two meetings of the year will definitely be focused on setting that. We are likely to have around a $3 to $5 increase up to maybe $90 a year for graduate and professional students for their activity fee.
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
Were all of the Ivy Leagues in attendance at the Ivy Plus conference?
Yeah.
Lovely. I've been trying to get in contact with some of the presidents of the student organizations at the different Ivy Leagues. I've had really terrible luck in doing so. I'm still missing Penn, Harvard and Princeton. So maybe we could work on networking through the GPSA at the different schools and figuring out what we could do. Awesome.
Thank you for that. Okay, so our next report will come from the Employee Assembly, followed by the Faculty Senate.
I don't think anyone is here to give that update. Outside of us having a meeting tomorrow, I'm not sure what else they have to share because both of the members from the exec board are not here.
Thank you. Faculty Senate? She may have stepped away for a moment. I'd just like to hold a little bit more space, but if not, then we can progress to the final section of our agenda for the day. Anyone for Faculty Senate? Okay, that's okay. So the executive committee met last week to discuss some of the initiatives we're trying to roll out, obviously for the rest of the semester, but especially going forward for the spring semester to improve communication, to try to organize the committees better so that you are able to find time to meet and just really be productive and of service to the assembly. So included in the letter that was dropped in the box that will hopefully be reshared via email to all of you, there are some Google Forms that we've curated to give you all the opportunity to share some suggestions that you have to, you know, make this body work a little bit smoother. So we would really welcome you all just discussing anything that you'd like to bring up. Furthermore, I'm going to try to open up some office hours just if you guys want to talk with me. I know that I served on UA with some of you last year, but that I haven't worked as closely with the rest of you. So if you'd like some one-on-one time at some point this semester, love to have that. But will it be able to have, again, some more face-to-face contact in the spring semester when I return? Is there anything else that any other UA exec board members would like to add?
I'm going to try to do this with no voice. If everybody could really let us know what form of meeting works best for you, because we need to know if the hybrid thing really just does not work, right? So that way we can be more efficient with our meeting, because we definitely got the feedback about like wasted time and childcare things that need to be put in place in order to be here. And then for the meeting not to be long enough, it feels like a disrespect to folks' time. So we really want to have your feedback so that we are making the best decision for the total group.
Ian, I see your message in the chat. Thanks. We'll try to resolve that for you all so you can submit that feedback. But also just, you know, there will be continued hybrid presence in the spring semester because we do have some members from Cornell Tech and just also others who aren't able to always join in person. But you know, with that, we'd like to ensure that we're convening in a form that's most convenient for all of you all so that you can bring your wonderful ideas and contributions to our assembly. Okay, so with that, we have reached the end of the published agenda. Just wanted to hold space in case anyone else has something they'd like to add. But otherwise, I'd welcome motions to adjourn our meeting.
I motion to adjourn.
A second.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for a productive meeting today. Look forward to seeing you all again in 2 weeks. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, there. Yes. Okay. I mean, for the appropriation, I'm assuming you can tell me that you have to use special funding projects on the yes.